It's Wednesday, December 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On December 6th, 11 non-local Christian bus passengers were attacked while traveling to Mandera from Nairobi, Kenya, according to International Christian Concern. The Muslim attackers separated the bus passengers into groups, targeting the non-locals. 9 of the passengers on the Mandera-bound bus who could not recite the Shahada were paraded out of the bus and shot dead at close range by those believed to be al-Shabaab militants. It is common in northeastern Kenya for terrorists to target buses, separate passengers by religious identity, and kill the Christians. Nathan Johnson, ICC's regional manager for Africa, said, quote, "We pray for the families of the deceased and for peace to come to a region that has seen increased violence toward Christians who are just trying to survive. We hope that the government will take effective action to stop the senseless killing of so many Christians in Kenya at the hand of Islamic extremists like al-Shabaab," end quote. Last night, President Trump returned to Pennsylvania for the 4th time this year, rallying loyal supporters as part of his campaign's concerted effort to retain control of a state that helped lift him to the White House in 2016 and is likely to be critical to his reelection chances, reports the Washington Post. Trump's visit came on the same day that House Democrats officially introduced articles of impeachment against him, and the president struck a fiery note.
Now, after 2.5 years, now that the Russia witch hunt is dead, a big, fat, disgusting fraud, the congressional Democrats are pushing the impeachment witch hunt having to do with Ukraine. But that's already failing. You saw their so-called articles of impeachment today? People are saying they're not even a crime.
President Trump added, quote, "They're impeaching me because they want to win an election, and that's the only way they can do it," end quote. A chaotic hours-long shootout between 2 gunmen armed with high-powered rifles and police started yesterday at a Jersey City, New Jersey cemetery, continued at a nearby Jewish grocery store, and ended in 6 deaths, including 1 police officer and the 2 suspects, reports the Wall Street Journal. Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals, the 40-year-old father of 5, confronted the suspects at Bayview Cemetery and was shot and killed by the shooters. The 2 suspects, believed to be 2 men dressed in black, then fled and holed up several blocks away at Jersey City Kosher Supermarket. After receiving a report at 12:30 p.m. Tuesday of shots fired, police took heavy fire for hours from the suspects in the store and called for assistance from the FBI, state police, and police departments from surrounding towns. Authorities said they recovered a stolen U-Haul truck that contained an incendiary device which was being examined by a bomb squad. There is no evidence that the shooting was an act of terrorism. The shootout at the grocery store left 3 bystanders dead in addition to the 2 gunmen. The God-hating Freedom From Religion Foundation has requested Alabama Sheriff Nick Smith to stop mentioning prayer on the sheriff's office's Facebook page, reports Christian Headlines. After a law enforcement officer had been killed in the line of duty, Sheriff Smith dared to post this request. Quote, "Yet another heartbreaking and senseless tragedy in our great state involving a law enforcement officer. Let us pray for this fallen officer's family and loved ones tonight as they endure such a devastating time," end quote. Sam Grover, the associate counsel for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, made this statement to WBRC-TV.
The issue here is that the sheriff's office has a pattern of using times of tragedy to promote the idea of prayer. Our letter serves the purpose of reminding the sheriff that not everyone in Walker County prays or believes in the same religion.
To his credit, Sheriff Smith has announced that he has no intention of changing the nature of his Facebook posts to accommodate the foolish request. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than man." And finally, if you've got children or grandchildren between the ages of 3 and 10, I've got a great Christmas gift idea. Get them a copy of Lucy, A Ladybug's Life, which Generations has for sale on its website. written by Kayla White, a 23-year-old who lives outside Colorado Springs, Colorado. The 70-page book contains 46 original full-color pictures.
I know I took hundreds of pictures for the book, raising several generations of them, taking pictures of the process over and over and over again until I finally got what I needed.
Kayla compares the transformation of the ladybug and its God-ordained life cycle to people who are transformed from sinner to saint.
Lucy the ladybug has a life cycle similar to a butterfly. She starts out as an egg and then hatches into a larva that is actually rather ugly and does not look anything like the adult ladybug that we normally think of. She changes into a pupa before she hatches into this ladybug. With Lucy the ladybug's life, we can see the illustration of our fallen sinful nature being transformed into a new creation. This metamorphosis illustrates what happens to us when we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and through the power of His Spirit, because we are transformed from something that's ugly and rebellious and hates God, and we're transformed into beings that are able to serve God and love God.
While Kayla features 30 scriptures throughout her book, which showcase God's creation and the gospel plan of salvation, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says it best. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. To get a copy of Lucy, A Ladybug's Life, go to generations.org, click on the store tab, and then search for Lucy. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.